subject, woman chasing father-in-law. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 12 years. My father-in-law has been running women since I have known him. I've heard stories about how he had different women while married. He has been married 3 times. The first wife is my husband's mother, and when she passed, he married his Asian mistress. Then she died, and now he is remarried. She hasn't died, thank God. He just flaunts his women around his wives and family like it's nothing. He is seeing a younger woman who is my husband's age, and she lives around the corner from my father-in-law. He calls my husband to go over there and cut her grass, and I have a problem with that. If he is laying up with that woman, he needs to do that. My husband says he's just getting the money and that's it. To me, that is involving his son and his extramarital affair. Sometimes he puts his daughter on the phone to talk with her. I think something is wrong with this man. He is very ruthless. My husband tells me that it's none of my business what his dad does, which is true, but it's my business when you're involving my husband to do your dirty work. My husband has committed adultery too, which led me to think he grew up in that mixed up home, so he is bringing that mess into his marriage. I can't stand my father-in-law. I told my husband I was going to check his dad if I find out he asked him to go cut her grass. Well, start checking, because you said he called and asked to cut him to cut the grass. There's a lot of craziness going on in this family. And yes, the father-in-law is at the center of everything. Two dead wives? What's going on there? I mean, has anybody checked into that? Usually you think when people get a certain age, they stop being so messy, so immature and everything. But I don't understand how he's even allowed to bring all these women around. It's crazy. You're right when you say you want to check him for involving your husband in his mess with his woman, but your husband shouldn't even agree to it. He said he's going to get the money and that's it. But your husband needs some checking too. This is so disrespectful for him to say it's none of your business what his dad does. Where is that coming from? I mean, your husband who has cheated on you in the past, you know, and you took him back, obviously, but, you know, your marriage is your business, okay? You need to tell him that. You all need to, this father-in-law, man, his son, your husband needs to have a talk with him as well. Steve, are you sure about these dead wives, though? I don't know. That bothers
me.
Well,
if it is two dead wives, what's the difference between two dead wives, one dead daughter-in-law?
Oh, no. No, Steve.
I mean, you know, if that's what you're thinking. So, first of all, ain't none of this your business. None of it. Why are you concerned about this? He bringing your husband into no mess? Well, what are you talking about? It's none of your business. You nosy. See, what you need to do is focus on your marriage with your husband. Quit worrying about what his father do. You know, your father-in-law been running women since I've known him. I've heard stories about he had different women while married. He has been married 3 times.
Your
first wife and my husband's mother is my husband's mother. And when she passed, he married his Asian mistress. That would really mess you up though, ain't it? The Asian part. See, that's what you don't like. This is really what this is, another bitter woman. Mad because somebody from another race and got her man that you don't want no way. Why that's always a concern? What difference do it make of the lady Asian or what? His mistress, he married her. You don't even know that. You heard all of this. So there you go. Now, then she died and now he's remarried. Okay, that's 2 dead women so far and you ain't wrote 1 paragraph. Leave this man alone before you wind up in this paragraph.
Dead?
Listen to me. I'm going to say it again. There's 2 dead people in this 1 paragraph. Keep on. Ain't no problem putting the 3rd one in the paragraph. Because if he ain't been arrested for the 2 dead wives, chances are he ain't going to get picked up on his dead daughter-in-law.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.